Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kevin Cope is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin is a new friend. He founded Acumen Learning a few years ago, which is a training company that teaches business acumen to people just like you and me. He's got a brand new book out called, which by the way, is a bestseller, just now hitting the bestseller, the top of the bestseller list. The new book is called Seeing the Big Picture, and it's all about business acumen and the five drivers, which he and I are going to talk about. Kevin Cope, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be on.
It's good to have you here. Tell us what business acumen, when somebody says, you know, we've all heard the term, he's got good acumen for whatever the field, or sometimes business acumen, but I'm not sure, you know, when people hear that, I think they know what it means, but they might not really know. So tell us what you think it means.
Yeah, here's how I think about it. There's kind of two parts to it. One is understanding how your company makes money.
Yeah.
And the second part is then making good decisions around that money-making process.
But isn't acumen also fundamentals? I mean, isn't acumen some education, some basic knowledge, understanding things like the relationship between gross profit and net profit, the relationship between cost of goods sold and the difference between that and expenses, and you know, isn't all that part of acumen too? Marketing,
you know, it really
customer
is.
Care?
Yeah, it really is. And so all of that in my mind is part of how a company or your company makes money.
Right.
But a second part of that is once you understand that, you've got to make good decisions. I think some people are kind of book smart, but mm-hmm. maybe don't have a good sense of the right decisions to make. Oscar Wilde said, they know the price of everything, but the value of nothing.
that's a definition of a purchasing agent. They know the price of everything, but the value of nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I agree with you. And so, and business acumen, but this is where I think a lot of people make a mistake when they start a business, Kevin. I think they think because they're a consumer, they can write a check, they can balance their checkbook, they know how to make money, they've earned it in their job, they know how to spend money because they do. I think they confuse that for business acumen when they start a business thinking that's all they need, and that's the reason why over half of businesses fail in 4 years, one of the reasons. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no question. Just because you know how to balance a checkbook doesn't mean you know how to make payroll, or you need to get you know how to get access to cash,
right,
or to hire the right people, or to grow the business fundamentally. So,
mm-hmm.
that business, running a business, as you know, is a whole different animal,
yep.
and a whole different set of skills that you know, many people may not inherently have, and they go into business thinking, you know what, I'm a bright guy. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they love to cook, and so why not open a restaurant?
Right.
But once you get into business, it really is kind of a unique animal.
Well, and the one thing that I think is the most important thing about, in terms of acumen, that everybody needs to understand, that is if you want to be a business owner, you have to be prepared for these two things. Number one, you may always love your business, but you may not always like your business. It's like a teenager. I think that's a big part of acumen. What do you think?
Absolutely. I was listening to a presentation a couple of days ago where the individual described the life cycle of businesses. And all along the way, he described these kind of whitewater events that create challenges. So
right.
even once you get out of the gates, you're not home free. You know,
right.
you'll come to a different stage of your business where you'll maybe you're scaling. And you run into different challenges at that point than maybe you did when you were first starting. And
right.
so, you know, it really is quite a process.
Right. So let's talk about some of the things that you call the drivers that are part of this business acumen. You identify them as five drivers. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. And so maybe if you're listening and if you got a piece of paper, think of a diamond shape. And the top point of the diamond is cash. And, of course, we say cash is king, and a business startup really has to focus on getting enough cash. And then once they, you know, they then have to worry about generating cash. Mm-hmm. The right point is profit. And I love the idea of no margin, no mission, no profit, you know, no purpose. The bottom point is assets. The bottom point is assets. Mm-hmm. The left point is growth. And then right in the middle is people. And I loved your last conversation with your guest, Debbie. Mm-hmm. And you're on point. You know, people. You want to make sure you're working with great people. And so for me, people refers to not only your employees, but the customers you serve.
So the people are the center of your diamond. Even though cash is king and it's the top of the diamond, the thing that everything pivots around is the people.
Absolutely. They're the ones that make the decision that utilizes the resources of cash, profit, assets, and growth.
And they're the face and voice of your brand to your customers.
Absolutely. And so that people in the center includes not only your employees, again, it includes the customers you serve as well.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And that relationship determines on how the others will perform. And you know what's interesting on this, Jim, is these five drivers are very interdependent in nature. If you focus on one, it has a ripple effect on the other. So, for example, if you're very cash poor, you're struggling with cash, it's going to affect your ability to grow the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your asset strength will be diminished.
Your equity will erode.
No question. And, of course, if you're cash poor, it may also have an impact on your employees and the customer.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. That's the reason cash is king. But the thing about cash is just cash. There's not a lot of dynamic to a dollar bill. But the thing in the middle there, those people, that's pretty dynamic, isn't it? That's not simple.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people may find, you were describing earlier that scenario where somebody may know how to, you know, balance a checkbook. You know, they know how to cover their expenses. But a big part of business acumen is also wrestling with finding the right employees, as well as helping them really understand how to best serve that customer. I love the idea. I think it was Sam Walton and even Stephen R. Covey who kind of made the point, treat your employees like you want them to treat your best customers.
Right, yeah.
And if you do that, that's the kind of atmosphere you'll create.
Exactly. Hey, Kevin, give us the website, please. Tell us how we can find the book and your business.
www.seeingthebigpicture.com.
Seeingthebigpicture.com, folks. It's all about business acumen. The author is Kevin Cope. It's a bestseller already. Not the least bit surprised. As you know, folks, only the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.